Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nat Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, What the Dog Saw and Other Adventures, is a fascinating collection penned by Malcolm Gladwell, a journalist known for his insightful and thought-provoking analysis. The book, comprised of articles from The New Yorker, delves into a wide array of topics ranging from the peculiarities of ketchup, the intricacies of dog whispering, to the complexities of criminal profiling. Gladwell, with his keen observation and meticulous research, explores the lesser-seen angles of everyday phenomena, challenging readers to look at the world differently. Each essay not only entertains but also enlightens, making us ponder the underlying principles that govern our actions and decisions. This collection showcases Gladwell's ability to transform seemingly mundane subjects into captivating narratives, revealing the extraordinary in the ordinary. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, The Ketchup Conundrum. One of the most intriguing essays in What the Dog Saw is The Ketchup Conundrum, where Gladwell examines why ketchup has remained largely unchanged in flavor profile compared to the vast array of mustards or salad dressings available. The piece delves into the history of ketchup, the science behind its perfect blend of sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and umami, and the reasons why it's so hard to find a successful alternative. Gladwell uses this exploration to discuss broader ideas about taste, choice, and the complexities of the consumer market. He highlights how certain products reach a form of sensory perfection that resists variation, drawing a fascinating parallel to how societal norms and personal preferences stabilize around certain archetypes. This essay is a magnificent reflection on how simplicity and complexity interact in the creations we love and the choices we make. Secondly, Theories of Dog Whispering. In Theories of Dog Whispering, Gladwell dives into the world of animal behavior, specifically focusing on the work of César Millán, the renowned dog whisperer. He explores how Millán's methods of understanding and correcting dog behavior through energy and body language challenge conventional wisdom in animal psychology. Gladwell contrasts Millán's intuitive approach with the more scientific methods employed by animal behaviorists, shedding light on the debate between nature versus nurture in shaping behavior. Through this lens, the essay examines broader themes of communication, empathy, and leadership. Gladwell's analysis of Millán's techniques offers readers valuable insights not only into animal training, but also into human interpersonal relationships and management styles. This thought-provoking topic encourages readers to reconsider their assumptions about authority, obedience, and the subtleties of nonverbal communication. Thirdly, The Art of Criminal Profiling. Gladwell's The Art of Criminal Profiling critically assesses the practice of criminal profiling, a technique used by law enforcement to predict the characteristics of unknown criminals. Through a detailed examination of its history and methodology, Gladwell reveals the complex nature of this tool, its successes, and its spectacular failures. This essay delves into case studies, statistical analyses, and interviews with leading experts to unravel the psychological and investigative foundations of profiling. Gladwell questions the validity and scientific backing of profiling, suggesting that it may often rely more on intuition than on robust evidence. By dissecting the intricacies and limitations of profiling, Gladwell invites readers to think critically about the science of detection, the allure of simple solutions to complex problems, and the human tendency to find patterns in chaos. This exploration raises important questions about bias, justice, and the reliability of expert judgment in a system fraught with uncertainties. Fourthly, The Pitchman in The Pitchman. Gladwell explores the world of Ron Popeil, an inventor and infomercial pioneer, providing a riveting look into the art of selling. Gladwell examines how Popeil's products, like the Chop-O-Matic and the Pocket Fisherman, were not just commodities but stories woven with passion, demonstrating Popeil's mastery of narrative and marketing. This essay delves into the psychology of selling and the intimate relationship between the salesman and consumer. Gladwell's detailed narrative uncovers the techniques that make an effective pitch, highlighting the emotion, trust, and theatrics involved. Readers gain insights into the influence of presentation and persuasion in commerce, seeing how products are embedded with desires and dreams. The Pitchman not only celebrates Popeil's ingenuity, but also prompts us to reflect on our own susceptibility to storytelling in our purchasing decisions. Lastly, What the Dog Saw. The titular essay, What the Dog Saw, offers a profound exploration of perspective, using the story of Cesar Millan to illustrate how understanding different viewpoints can lead to breakthroughs in communication and relationship building. Gladwell uses the interactions between Millan and the dogs he trains to dissect the concept of empathy and the importance of seeing the world through others' eyes. This piece extends beyond dog training, touching on human psychology, the limitations of our own perceptions, and the transformative potential of embracing alternative viewpoints. Gladwell encourages readers to consider how assumptions and biases can cloud our understanding, and how adopting a more inclusive perspective can lead to more effective solutions in various aspects of life. This essay serves as a metaphor for the broader themes present in the book, highlighting the value of curiosity, humility, and the willingness to look beyond the surface. In conclusion, Who Should Read What the Dog Saw and Other Adventures? This collection is perfect for curious minds interested in the mechanisms beneath the surface of everyday life. Malcolm Gladwell's brilliant storytelling and deep dive into seemingly ordinary topics make it an essential read for those who seek to understand the complexities and nuances of the world around them. Whether you are a fan of psychology, business, science, or just love engaging narratives, there's something in this book for you. Gladwell's work can benefit readers by expanding their perspective, challenging preconceived notions, and fostering a deeper appreciation for the intricacies of human and societal behavior. The essays in this collection encourage a reflective and critical approach to the world, making it particularly valuable for individuals looking to develop their analytical thinking and observational skills. In essence, What the Dog Saw illuminates the beauty of inquiry and the power of insight, making it a must-read for anyone eager to explore the art of understanding. If you would like to support Malcolm Gladwell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.